the justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but after that he said, though I have no fear for God or for humans, yet this widow keeps coming and bothering me, so I will grant justice to her so that she will not wear me out. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. Will not God grant justice to the chosen ones who cry out day and night? Will God delay long in helping them? No, I tell you that God will quickly bring justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Humanity comes, will he find those people faithful on the earth? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. While unpacking, I was going through some folders and sorting papers, and papers are the bane of my existence. But I went through a folder that was, it was my candidates committee. Before one goes to seminary, at least in the Presbyterian Church, there is a committee that oversees you. You have to go through all sorts of different kinds of tests, make sure you're emotionally stable. And then they write a report on you. And then you get to go to seminary. And then once you go to seminary, you have to pass 5 tests. And then and only then can you circulate your resume. So I read the report that they had written about me some 25 years ago. And they wrote, Victor seems to have a heart for people. We think that he will make a good pastor. Victor will have to struggle with the academics, but we think that he can do this. And here was the kicker. Our only concern for Victor is that he seems to have severe issues with authority. Oh, we didn't see that one coming, did we? Well, then I started thinking about people in the Bible who had authority issues. I thought about Moses, who stood before Pharaoh and said, thus saith the Lord, let my people go. Issues of authority. I thought about the prophets who stood before the kings, especially Nathan, when he was telling David that he had committed adultery, and David was struggling with this idea, and Nathan points his finger in his face and says, thou art the man. Issues with authority. I was thinking about John the Baptist and Jesus using words of, oh, you brood of vipers and hypocrites. Issues with authority. I kind of feel like I'm in good company right now. Well, today in the text, we have a widow who has issues with authority. The widow represents the person who has no power. Over and over in the Hebrew scriptures, there's this one command, remember the widow, the orphan, and the stranger, for you yourselves were once strangers in the land of Egypt. So there is a command to care for the widow, but the widow represents the powerless. And Jesus is talking about prayer, and he tells the story about this woman who has no power. And she comes before a judge who neither cares for God nor human beings. The Greeks suggest that it also means has no shame before God or no shame in front of people. We know these people. We call them politicians in Kansas. They are people who will say privately, I support marriage for all people. And then they get out on the campaign field and they change their minds. They're the people who take away children's food stamps and call it justice. They are people who do not allow same-sex benefits for part of the military in Oklahoma. I'll keep names to myself. We know who this unjust judge is. But this woman will not give up. After the United States invaded Baghdad, and we started learning a little more about the Middle East, I saw a story about a widow who was standing before a judge, and she did not like what he had to say, and she stood up in the court, and she screamed at him, and she threw her shoe at him, and he couldn't do anything about it because she was a widow. I don't know how the translation in the RSV came about or the New Revised Standard Version, but I work with a group of people who are Greek scholars, and I can do this a little bit. The translation, when the judge says, I will grant her request, it's translated, lest she wear me out. In Greek, it means, lest she beat me black and blue. Fighting words, hitting words. I will give her what she wants. I don't care what God thinks. I don't care what human thinks. But I'm going to give her what she wants, lest she beat me black and blue. It seems to me that in our society, there are a lot of widows that are screaming out. There are a lot of widows that have screamed on behalf of justice. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, when apartheid was going on, he knew God's judgment was that all people are the same. And he kept working and working and working, and apartheid went away. There were four young girls who were raised in Wilcox County, Georgia, who this past year decided they were raised together. Two of them were white, two of them were black, and they had separate proms. This is how it worked. In the 70s, when the schools were supposed to integrate, the schools in parts of the South decided, we're just not going to do a prom. Well, the white parents would get together and throw a party and only invite some people. Interestingly, they only invited the white students. And so there were segregated proms, and these four girls got together and they said, we want to be able to go to prom together. So they put up posters in the school. They raised the money, and for the first time, Wilcox County High School had a prom together. Girls fighting for justice. The widow is still screaming. There is a young boy who's 15 years old. His name is Jack Andrick. He found out that his friend had died of pancreatic cancer. And the reason his friend died of pancreatic cancer is because it's so hard to diagnose. Once it's finally diagnosed, usually the person has a couple of months to live. He thought this was wrong. He wrote 200 letters to universities asking if he could go into their lab and begin to work on this problem. On the 200th time, he found a teacher who began to work with him and teach him about cell biology. He won a $75,000 Intel scholarship to continue to work on this issue. He has been to the White House multiple times. He has talked to oncologists. He has talked to scientists. And he is 15 years old. And when the press said, do you ever get in trouble with girls? He says, no, I'm gay. The widows are still speaking. I know a mom whose daughter was struggling with a disease where she kept losing weight and she wouldn't eat, and all these diseases are so complicated that the doctor could not exactly diagnose it. But she stopped eating and stopped eating. And the mom called the insurance company because this girl needed to be hospitalized. And the insurance company said, well, no, we don't take care of those things. We don't cover those things. She watched her daughter dwindling, and she got on the phone, and she called, and she called, and she called, and she called. And finally, the insurance company said, okay, we'll take care of your daughter. What an interesting thing for an insurance company to provide health care for a child. The widows are still speaking. I used to think that this text was about us calling out to God, crying out for justice. But as I've thought about it over the years, that makes God the unjust judge. And that just doesn't fit right in my head. I was talking to some of my friends, and they said, well, what if God is not the judge, but what if God is the widow? What if God is screaming for justice? What if God is working against those people who set up the walls of oppression? A few weeks ago, we read a hymn called Bring Many Names. And God in this hymn is sometimes male, sometimes female, sometimes old, sometimes young. This is my favorite verse in this. Young growing God, eager on the move, saying no to falsehood and unkindness, crying out for justice, giving all you have, hail and hosanna, young growing God. Well, if we are made in the image of God and God is this widow, then I believe that there is a widow crying out in you. I believe that God has given a widow's voice for you. For me, that widow's voice is crying out to take care of soldiers who have come back from the war, who are broken and have PTSD. What is the widow's voice crying out in you? What is the injustice that you cannot handle anymore? At some point, my life is not about me anymore. It's about those who have gone before me and those who have yet to be. I am determined I will never, ever, ever again have to speak at a young gay man's funeral because he killed himself. That widow's voice is saying, make the world better so they don't have to fight this journey anymore. Knowing that God is the widow in the text, and knowing that you have the widow's voice, I wonder how you'll choose to live your lives this week to make the world more just. Amen.